Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Press the button, my friend.
The Out of Bounds Show is live from the Whiskey 61 Lounge in the Bank Plus Studio.
Check it out.
Well, I've stated several times this week that I'm rooting against the Alabama basketball team. They've got enough hardware in their football facility. So I'm rooting for the San Diego State Aztecs tomorrow, and then if Bama wins that, whoever they play after that. Although it's an easy road, that is for sure, after several of the higher seeds screwed up in the Bama bracket and then even go down to the Final Four with Purdue. So I don't really like the way this is trending. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. I want to give a shout-out to Spring Street Cigars. They're now open in Meridian. You know about Spring Street Cigars in Starkville, Tupelo, Oxford, Kosciuszko, DeSoto County. And every single shop has a lounge where you can smoke a cigar there, which I think is great. They just opened in Meridian a couple of weeks ago, and I stopped by there last week, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place. So check it out if you're in that area. Spring Street Cigars in Meridian, and they'll continue to expand. Also, Starkville, Oxford, Tupelo, Kosciuszko, DeSoto County. This is ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We bring in Roll Tide Ron Fowler, 109 The Game, T-Town. Afternoon Drive. This man does 7.5 hours of sports talk radio a day. Didn't even think twice about it. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Do you know that Alabama's in the Sweet 16 and playing tomorrow?
Hold on just 1 minute. I got to finish this stretch real quick. Hold on just 1 second, Bo. Hold on. Okay. I'm getting ready for Pro Day today. I got Alabama's Pro Day today. And Pro Day. I'm actually hoping, you know, it's been a lifelong dream to suit up for my Dallas Cowboys at least just one play. So I'm hoping today that some of those scouts will look over in that beautiful media pool that we'll have right there and look and say, hey, man, that guy over there looks like he could play a little bit. I mean, I'm going to be ready if they call upon me. If they say, hey, are you ready to run your 40? Absolutely. I think I can get it below 10 seconds. I ran a 9.06 8 years ago in the parking lot. 9.06. Got to put that in there. Under 10. And it was 41.5 yards because we didn't know how to measure over here in Tuscaloosa. But listen, if they call up on me, I will be ready I'm not going to try to show up Bryce Young and his pro day or anything like that.
I mean, but, do y'all have any legit NFL prospects for 2023?
Well, thanks to old Pete Golding, we actually have more talent than what we showed on the field. And I know Lane is very excited about Pete, and Pete's very excited about Lane, and Ole Miss fans are, you know, excited that Pete's going to be going over there. But, no, the talent is here. It was coaching last year. And I know that falls at Nick Saban, you know, at his, doorstop. There's a lot of talent. And I think that's the part, if you really want to get into it, of the talent that you'll be missing. Because you start going through that secondary and you start going through that defense, there was 13 players at the NFL Combine, the most of any school, by the way, from the University of Alabama up in Indy. I think 9 of the 13 were defensive guys. So that tells you, Ole Miss fans, what you're so excited about, stealing that defensive coordinator from the University of Alabama. 9 out of the 13 were on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, that Alabama defense was not ferocious. Far from it.
And they had studs. I mean, they had studs all the
Can I ask you something? Is Pro Day overshadowing? Is Pro Day a bigger deal for Alabama Crimson Tide Nation than being in the Sweet 16?
Let me kind of explain this to you. All the media guys, the beat reporters, are in Louisville. The only football-only gump. I might even have a one-on-one with Nick Saban today.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure, other than some national media guys, how big that little media group will be today, because they're all covering basketball up in Kentucky. I mean, when Nick Saban looks at me and says, where's your friends? I'm going to tell him. They're covering basketball, Coach.
Did you consider going to Louisville?
Yeah, for about a nanosecond. And then I realized that, you know, I needed to save my money because football is going to be back and, you know, building for championships for the future. So in order for me to save the budget, I mean, we don't have budgets like you guys have over in Jackson. We have to, you know, you got to remember, you guys have been like lifelong savings accounts, okay? We have bankrupt. Nick Saban, that's what he does when he comes to town. He bankrupts radio budgets that you have to travel all across the world seeing this championship, that championship, losing a few on the way. But, yeah,
I can't imagine if we go 3 years in a row without y'all in the national championship game.
Well, we've only won one in 5 years. And if we don't get back – listen, you know, there is a chance here that – And I like Nate. Nate's an awesome, awesome guy. And what he's been at Tuscaloosa is recognize a basketball program that was asystole, for those who are not in the medical field, flatline, cardiac monitor, where they says that there's no rhythm. You know, they pronounce, he's passed away at 8:35 in the morning. That's where Alabama basketball was at prior to Nate Oates' arrival. And he's come in and he's energized this program. He's been able to do it under the shadows of Saban. And he's got a group of fans that are just, listen, I knew we were in trouble. Well, some of this was because of Pete Golding's fault. But I knew in October when we started getting phone calls for Alabama basketball, I said, uh-oh, this is going to be dynamic. But now, like I said, some of that was on old Pete's fault. You know, I mean, we Tennessee in October, and you know, we broke records from 1907. They gave up the most points since 1907. So once that collapse happened up in Knoxville, thanks to old Pete.
Were you there?
No. I've made a couple of trips off my bucket list, and I don't ever want to put them back in the bucket. I don't go back to Lee County, and I don't go back to Knoxville. I'll go to Starkville. The people in Ole Miss, they love me. So I love going there.
They love you.
Yeah, they do. I told them their coach a few years ago was a snake oil salesman.
I know.
They didn't believe me at first, but now they.
Blinded by the light. Yeah, I know.
Now, I do like Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge is a fun trip. I've never been to College Station.
I haven't either.
It just logistically, for you and I, you know, I've either got to leave at 6 o'clock on Thursday p.m. or 6 o'clock p.m. on Friday. It's just hard to get to College Station. But
yeah, I'm not driving, so I'd have to fly through Houston. And then what do? Just jump on a little puddle jumper from Houston to College? Yeah. I'm not even sure.
We're going to have to get some of these boosters that these clients of ours that got these private planes carry us to College Station.
Well, you've been able to go on a private plane to the national championship games.
Yeah. I do. I've traveled with a few. But I mean, it's not like they give me the king recliner. Normally I'm on that. There's a jump.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They're sitting on it's like a portable toilet. Normally that's where I'm at. I'm on that little.
You'll take it though.
No. If it's a free ride, yeah.
I mean, damn.
I'm a bum. Yeah.
I'll take it. Yeah. When somebody calls and they've got a plane, I'm like, I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's get into. Go ahead.
We're a basketball school. We're a basketball school now. And, you know, I've been actually debating if we win a championship, because you do realize, I know you opened up this segment talking about, you know, you don't want to see Alabama win another championship.
Correct.
And I know the world feels like that. But I'm already, like, planning an area where if Nate Oates does something this weekend, Final Four. Alabama's never been to a Final Four in men's. They've been to it in women's in the early 90s. But when you look at
really
the men's side, yeah. They've
no, I knew you hadn't been in men's. I didn't realize you'd been in women's. Okay.
Yeah.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I used before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to ZBiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers. Hey, y'all. You know I love my meal kits from Home Chef. Home Chef is awesome. Wendy and I love it. We've ordered the meals. Empty Nesters makes it easy for delicious, nutritious meals brought to you by Home Chef. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/OOB. That's homechef.com/OOB for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. homechef.com/OOB. We love it. You'll love it. Wendy and I love it. Check out Home Chef today.
Yeah, but so if we do, I think we should build a statue and put it right up there beside Nick Saban.
Do they get along? Did Nick Saban and Nate Oates get along?
Great. Yeah. Don't believe the Clay Travis's, Pat 40s, the Dan Wilkins of the world, okay?
Wilkins.
No. Don't believe those guys, man. They're just trying to stir the crap up. And I get it. It's popular to slam on Alabama. Nick Saban is so out of touch. He doesn't have Twitter. He doesn't have Facebook. He doesn't text message. He didn't know that those were sensitive words. He didn't know the wrong place, wrong time. Y'all give Nick a hard time. And I you know, 71 years of age, I mean, you know, he's not going to get everything right. Yeah, I mean, but, you know, we may be passing the torch here. It's a very important year for Alabama football to get back on track. If not,
y'all only won one title in 5 years.
Yeah, and really that was a COVID year, and I hope this doesn't make it back to Tuscaloosa because they get mad when I say this. Nick Saban had a great football team, but one of the things that he did in 2020 was outmanaged everybody. He
yeah.
outmanaged everybody on COVID. He did a much better job of managing COVID, really, than Fauci did, I guess.
No
when
doubt.
You look at, so when you look at inside his organization, you know, he was able to win a championship with some great players, but 2020, so you count that, there's no doubt, but then you also back up and you say, you know, because they were trending down at that point.
Right.
Think about it. I mean, and really that rebound, so one championship.
He won the, and he won the title with Mac Jones.
We did, but there was some, you know, some pretty talented players there, but yeah, it just, you feel like that this is an important year to get back on track, but they've got to do it without all of this talent that has departed or will be departing to the NFL. I mean, you know, life without Bryce Young, what's that going to be like?
Well, he's the best. He's, you know, he leaves Tuscaloosa as the most talented quarterback you've ever had without a championship as a starting quarterback. Right, he was the backup behind Mac Jones his freshman year, correct?
He was. Yes, he was. He was a true freshman then in 2020, mm-hmm. and then so he's leaving with never winning a. I mean, let that sink in. I mean, one of the and if you couldn't do it with Bryce, you know, life without him is going to be much, much harder. But they may rely on the strength of this team. The strength of this team is going to be in the backfield. And we'll see if, you know, if Tommy Rees is going to bring that physical approach. But, you know, I did have a great moment yesterday when J.C. Latham said that we're going to get back to making people fear us. That's what he said during a media availability. And I thought about going up and high-fiving him when he said it. But he literally said he's going to get back to smack people in the mouth.
Y'all were soft on defense last year, oh, and yeah. really.
Well, you guys are going to be soft this year. Wait till y'all miss 9 tackles in one game. Call me back. Tell me about how great old Pete's going to be.
Well, here, you know, Ole Miss has a different schedule this year. It's going to be kind of a rude awakening. So last year they had a 7-game stretch that I'm not sure I've ever witnessed in the history of, well, definitely doing the show 20 years, but in a long time. You know, I mean, it was a cakewalk. And, you know, this year they got 3 pretty nice cupcakes, Mercer at Tulane, Georgia Tech at home. But then it's at Bama, LSU at home, and Arkansas at home. And so it gets real early for Ole Miss, whereas last year, you know, they pulled Vandy and Kentucky and Auburn early. And then didn't get the big boys until late. So we'll see what Golding can do. I can't believe I'm saying this, but with only one title in 5 years, is there a little bit? I mean, I know he's the GOAT, but is there a little bit of Saban fatigue?
Oh no, I thought you were about to say pressure. No.
Okay, all right. So pressure. No. Let's go with that. You feel like it's kind of bubbling and bowling up here?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. I think it's time to – because, see, you took a risk, and that risk didn't pay off. You went out, you thought it was good for recruiting. I went out and hired 2 former NFL head coaches, Bill O'Brien and Doug Marrone, and both didn't live up to maybe the expectations here. Mm. And then when you look at – defensive side of the football, it's been slipping, I guess, since Jeremy Pruitt departed. And, you know, you took a flyer on a guy from University of Texas, San Antonio. You brought him in, you know, as long as you can keep him out of downtown pubs. That was, you know, pretty solid. But, so the defense kind of just drifted away.
Wow.
And so now – And see, the problem that hurts the most for Alabama fans is this, is that Georgia, see, because Nick Saban sold the fans that the new evolution of college football is here, right? You got to be able to, you know, got to give up some on the defensive side of the ball to score more on the offensive side of the ball. And that was so far from the truth, because Georgia's went, No, you don't. And we'll do it here, and we'll show you. And I know deep down inside, when Nick Saban's head hits that pillow, he has to look at Kirby Smart and think about that they took his blueprint that he gave up. It's kind of like an invention. You're like, yeah, I'm going to sell that for $20. It's never going to make it. I'm going to let someone else do it. And they go out and win, you know, $1 billion patent or whatever. So that's where, you know, Nick Saban has to look smart. You know, man, he's taken my system and he's won back-to-back national titles. And if we're not able to put a roadblock in front of him, he's going to do something that's never been done in college football. And that's win 3 in a row.
That's true. Yeah, no, I mean, Kirby's – that's the blueprint, your 2011 blueprint, and he took it and he dropped it into Georgia, and y'all have lost your teeth and your physicality and your edge and your intimidation factor. I never thought that would happen.
And then we've got anxiety. Remember, that was a big theme word over here. We had anxiety.
Oh, I remember that.
So we traded physicality, smash mouth football, for anxiety.
I wish y'all were playing Georgia in the regular season this year. It's just such a...
Yeah, I would too. I'd love to then make the trip over here. We'd give them a warm welcome.
Are you playing in Athens? I mean, I just...
Yeah.
And see the...
We usually Alabama plays.
Yeah, but that was Mark Richt. You know? I mean, Richt, that's a different deal. I mean, Kirby went there for 1 year and bounced in 2005. I mean, he realized how soft that program was under Richt. Ron Fowler. I mean,
yeah. So,
I mean, literally,
if you look at,
the guy look goes at the there and boom, leaves after 1 year as an assistant.
Well, and I think when Jeremy Pruitt went there in 2014, 2015, I think one of the things that he said, they were not taking winning serious.
Yeah.
So you know, look at what Kirby Smart has been able to flip the script and really look at his age. The only thing that you have to worry about if you're a Georgia fan is if he gets bored.
That's right.
And, yeah, if he gets bored. But at his age.
He could win six more.
Well, that state. Well, now college football is going to get harder.
No, it's going to get easier for both you and Georgia with the college football playoff. So what's. Well, okay. Let me walk that back for a second. We're adding Oklahoma and Texas, but they're not powers. Okay.
Let me tell my trainer. I'll be back in just a minute.
Ron Fowler.
I had to do another stretch.
Ron Fowler, who ran a 9.06 41.5 yard dash a few years
eight
ago.
Eight years ago.
Joined how old were you then?
Well, I'm 45 now.
Okay, 37. Got it. Ron Fowler. 109 the game, Tuscaloosa on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Here's what's happening.
You were talking about Kirby winning six.
Yeah, I mean, guy, he's 47 years old. I mean, my gosh, if he coaches another 15 years, what could this look like? Or much less longer. But what's going to happen is with the 12-team playoff, y'all can see Bama's in last year. And you were still good enough because Bryce was that good. I mean, you lost, as much as I love picking at you and your buddy, y'all were a whisker away. I mean, you lost on the road in the last play of the game to a Tennessee team that was red hot and playing out of their mind and to an LSU team that got up and considered y'all the Super Bowl of their season. And, I mean, that's what y'all bring to the table. So if we had a 12-team playoff year, y'all are in, and you could have been playing Georgia in the national championship game. And, you know, hey, just the week before, Ohio State had given Georgia all they wanted, so it's not like you couldn't have won that game. It damn sure wouldn't have been 65 to nothing or six or whatever it was against TCU. So, no, look, Fowler, even if we go to nine games conference, this college football playoff, you're just about assured, even if you don't go undefeated, you're in. Georgia's in. And then I think with Brian Kelly, LSU's in, especially once we do away with divisions, and Ohio State's in. So, yeah, you're good to go, man.
We are putting other conferences out of business.
I know.
I mean, you know, they always brag, well, we got basketball, and then, you know, look at the SEC. You know, we may go win the darn thing out in Houston. I don't know what they'll say then. I mean, I don't know if the world can handle Alabama winning a national.
I can't. I may leave for a month.
Just let Blake have it. Are you going to get me back on?
No.
That morning after?
No.
Yeah, you only call me when we lose. Because if Alabama loses.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I'll expect a phone call. I'll be getting hey, can you get.
Go, I hope y'all get your heart ripped out sometime. You know, like a buzzer beater, like you're up 69-68, and then somebody hits a three from 26 feet, and you lose 71-69.
We were all in this thing together. Nate Oates said Thursday after the game that we should pull for Auburn in the SEC. That didn't go over very well with my audience. So I thought we were pulling. So we're not feeling any love for the Magnolia State that you guys are going to be – rooting for the tie?
No.
I mean, no. SEC, no?
I think you're in, unfortunately, because everybody's been losing. Well, you're really good, one. and everybody's super been good. Losing around you. And so I think you're in Houston next weekend, which will be interesting to see if you go. But if you're in, I do hope that you get your heart ripped out on a, you know, some kind of buzzer beater.
We're working on our Tide 100.9 claim. We've changed the spark plugs. We're having to do one every other week with our paycheck. But we're going to get this thing warmed up, and we're going to bum a ride to Houston. Wouldn't that be awesome, me sitting there on the front row of the media?
Yes.
With Pat 40s and the
yes.
Dan Wokin.
That'd be awesome.
Clay Travis, fake conservative Clay Travis. Used to be a liberal. Now he's a conservative.
I know. He's got everybody fooled. He voted for Al Gore, Obama twice, and John Kerry.
He's a fraud. He's a fraud.
Hey, be good, buddy. I hope.
Roll Tide!
Go to hell, Alabama, and we'll talk next week. See you, dude. Thanks for listening to the Out of Bounds Show on ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Brought to you by Dr. Kirk Jeffries, eye care professionals. If you need cataract surgery, you want to go to eye care professionals and Dr. Kirk Jeffries. Enjoy game day. Brought to you by Boar's Head. We'll see you tomorrow.